It's an odd world after all, listeners. And welcome to the offerings. My presence as I come before you today is of no such importance. I am just a conduit, a front for something much greater. The purpose of these anonymous communions is for you to relinquish your true sinister accounts, to make an offering.
I heard someone mumble my name. It was so eerie.
And as it's getting closer to the back of our tent, everything around us just seemed to go silent.
You know, we never found out what the banging was. You know, was it someone trying to tell me we needed to look up in the crawlspace?
Subscribe to the offerings wherever you get your podcasts. It's coming. Let it in. Record your sinister accounts. Make an offering.
It's an odd world.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 51. Today, we are going to be learning who a Cancer is, and I'm really hoping that I haven't done this before, because next week is going to be the yearly birthday for this podcast. It's going to hit a year, but then the week after that, oddly enough, on the same day that I started this podcast last year, I'm hitting the full birthday this year, like on the same day. It's so weird, but we'll have basically two birthday episodes because why not celebrate big, right? Anyhow, let's go ahead and learn who a Cancer is. And I apologize ahead if I've done this already from last year, but this is just going to round out the year and we are going to do different things for my next podcast year. Let's just put it that way, okay? So here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Cancer is a zodiac sign that is deeply intuitive and sentimental, making them one of the most challenging signs to get to know. They are highly emotional and sensitive, and prioritize matters related to family and home. Those born with their sun in Cancer are very loyal and empathetic to pain and suffering of others. So I hope you learned a little bit about a Cancer, and we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from Darkness Storytime on Reddit.
I wanted to share my experience that I've had with something rather strange. Only a few people know about this incident, but I felt like I needed to get this out there. So, here you go. Before I start, I would like to give you context on the layout of the apartment where I used to live. It was a 3-floor apartment building in which my family and I lived on the 2nd floor. Now, once you get into the apartment, there was a little walkway. You go through the front door, and to the right, there's a closet, which couldn't have been any more than 3 feet away from the entrance. You look to your left, and it was a little walkway that couldn't have been any more than 4 feet. You pass the threshold, and immediately you're within the middle of the living room and the dining room. This will be important later in the story. Now, this was back in early summer of 96 on a Saturday night. I was 15 at the time, and I was in the living room with my aunt, who was sleeping on the couch while I was laying down and watching television. It was 12:38 a.m. I remember the time because while I was flicking through channels, the time was displayed on the top right side of the screen. It was dark with the only light emanating from the TV. I just so happened to find something interesting to watch when I suddenly felt a sense of dread. I tried to shake it off, but it just stayed in the pit of my stomach. Minutes after, something told me to look in the direction of the small walkway where the entrance of the apartment is. It was almost as if something forced me to look that way. You know, if you were in class, and you are just sitting there minding your business, and you feel like eyes are on you, then you so happen to turn in the direction to the person staring at you. It was sort of like that. Once I looked, I immediately noticed that there was a tall, dark figure, over 6 feet, staring at me from the shadows. The man was blacker than the shadows that stood within. I mean, jet black. I did a double take, and then squinted under the expression that maybe I was seeing things, but he was standing there, watching me. It was like once he noticed me noticing him, he was satisfied. He slowly turned around and walked passing the entrance to the apartment, going straight through the closet. I was utterly shocked, as well as terrified, when I noticed this. My 15-year-old brain couldn't wrap around what I just witnessed. I sat there, still staring at that direction, and trying to process the whole ordeal. I snapped out of it quickly, going to the closet to see if anyone was there. But to my horror, there wasn't. The front door never opened, nor did the closet, which baffled me in utter disbelief. I went and tried to wake up my aunt to tell her about the situation that just occurred. My aunt, groggy from being awakened from her dead sleep, said, "T, you watch too many scary movies. It wasn't real. Now go back to sleep." But I assure you, it was absolutely real. The scariest thing of all is that it almost felt like time stopped, like an outer body experience. I felt like I was stuck in limbo somewhere. It was like being present in two different realities at the same time. I've had other strange things happen to me, but this one, however, was by far the scariest encounter that I have ever had. Ugh, why does it always have to be tall, dark, creepy figures? Like, specifically tall, like, just black-shaped figures over 6 foot tall. Why does that always have to be it? It's so spooky. I just want to know why they're tall. Were they tall humans that are now passed over into the, you know, other side? Or do you just, like, grow when you're in the afterlife? Like, can somebody please tell me? I guess we'll never know until we're there, huh? Anyhow, if you've had an experience like this, let me know, and we're going to move on to story number 2.
This comes from BR9NDY on Reddit.
I have a question slash story for anyone who can tell me what I saw as a kid. I remember the different occurrences I've had very clearly to this day. When I was younger, around 5 or 6, I used to see a woman at night standing in the corner of my bedroom. I couldn't see her face when she first started appearing, but it would make me very uncomfortable, and I would put the blankets over my eyes so I didn't have to see it. And I would call my parents until they would wake up and come to my room. I remember telling my father what I would see when I first started seeing her. And my father, who is very religious, told me not to worry and that it was my guardian angel. I remember trying to be comforted by that thought until it showed up again a few nights later. Every night, it got closer and closer. She was a very tall woman with black hair. Every night, she'd get closer, and I'd look and put the blankets over my eyes and call for my parents again and again. I stopped doing that once she was standing over the edge of my bed. I just cover my eyes and try to go back to sleep. I was too scared to say anything. Before anyone says sleep paralysis, I was able to move my body and turn over when I did cover my eyes. So I don't think this was the case. One night, the night I remember her the most, was the scariest encounter I have ever had. And every time I talk about this, I get very teary-eyed and panicked. But I need any advice on what people think I could have seen. I've been questioning it for years. But this night, when I woke up, I didn't see her at the end of my bed. So I remember rolling over on my left side and seeing her directly face to face with me. She had no expression on her face. She had no eyelids. Pale face, staring into my soul. I remember the scream I yelled. It woke my parents right up and they ran into my room. I broke down and described to my parents that I saw the woman again. But this time, I told them the depth and how she looked. What 6-year-old is seeing people with no eyelids? I had no idea what ghosts were. I wasn't even allowed to know what horror movies were. So how the hell could I even imagine something so disturbing? I'm still living in this house, but I'm 19 now. And I never saw her again. Ideas? I'm sorry, no eyelids? As a 5 or 6-year-old, are you freaking kidding me right now? That is horrifying. But the fact that it only happened when you were that age and now you're 19 and you haven't seen it since, I have no idea. It kind of just makes you wonder if because you were 5 or 6, I mean, you're a child, and typically children see spirits easier. And I think that's really rude of this ghost to present herself to you, especially with no eyelids. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, no, thank you. It just makes me wonder if because you were so young that they took advantage of that and they were like, we're gonna scare this little kid. And they did the job. It could have just been like a mean ghost in all reality. Who knows? Maybe they're not there anymore. Maybe it was just like that was a one-time thing and now it's done. I mean, it is terrifying sounding and I hate that happened to you because that's horrid, but I'm glad you haven't seen it since and I hope you never do again. But have any of you seen anything like this? Have heard anything like this? Do you have any ideas? Because gross, just freaking gross. I mean, for all we know, maybe it was a spirit who was trying to reach out and something horrible happened to them. Who knows? I don't know. Ideas are welcome. But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.